Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Lord. He's still Lord. I'm so glad that we have one that sticks closer than a brother. He knows when we're going through the fire, and he always brings us through it. As I contemplated yesterday, the church family, of course, Miss Seuss is in heaven today. Our heart's heavy over that. The Jones family's heart's heavy today, and we pray for them over that, and we sympathize with that family. We have so many of our church family who are facing very serious illnesses. It would seem that it is all gloom, doom, and despair. But on the other side, there's the silver lining on the clouds. That's from God's vantage point. Of course, Ms. Murphy is sitting there in the congregation today, a precious lady that we've learned to love, and her dear husband has crossed on over to the other side. Well, we've got a lot to think about. But I want to encourage us just a little bit today. The message that was laid on my heart yesterday, I think young Alton might have addressed this about a year ago, maybe a few months back. But it came to mind, we need to see Jesus. It came to mind that we need to realize troubles come, but God's always there. There's a song for all seasons, my dear friend. He is there. I appreciate so much this song. My son didn't even know what I was going to speak on this morning. But the Holy Spirit knew. And the Holy Spirit lined all of this up. Because you see, when hearts are hurting, the Holy Spirit knows how to minister and lift us up. Hey, listen, gray clouds look bad when you look up. But guess what? On the other side, when he's looking down and the sun is shining bright on the clouds, Jesus is still alive. And well today. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3. The brief message that I'm going to speak on, as I've already said, Brother Alton has several months back, maybe a year or so, has spoken on this same topic, same subject. But what really impressed my mind is when my wife Mildred stood and sung this song so many times with Doyle Bledsoe playing the piano. And that's the basics of the message today. There was a man by the name of Horatio Spafford years ago, back in 1971, had a financial empire in Chicago, but the great fire there in Chicago destroyed his factory and all of his earnings, his life savings, everything went up in smoke. At the same time, his wife and four daughters were traveling over to Europe. And about halfway out in the ocean, that ship collided with another ship. And the ship sank. And he received a telegram from his wife, saved alone. They lost their four daughters. Now, Spafford could have just given up, turned his face away from God and walked from God, but he chose to walk to God. Now, I want to tell you today, my dear friends, it might get rough in your door, You might have the sunshine today, but hey, listen, the clouds may come over you tomorrow. But be encouraged in this thing. God is still on the throne. Oh, listen, he wrote this great song. Peace, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Let's look at this hymn just a little bit for the seasons in our life. And we're going to see some things. Look, first of all, at the parts of life. It says, when peace like a river attendeth my way. You know, when everything's going good, when everything's roses, the finances are good, the health is good, everything's going black, and we're having a good life. You see, we rejoice and we were happy in that. And we expect that to be the way it's going to be all the time. That's life. But when the trials are like sea billows roll, as the song says, when those waves roll over you and seems like you're sunk and that you're not going to be able to surface again, listen. That's an open words reminding us that life is a mixed bag. Good things and bad things happen in life. Now look around you. Think about your own self this morning. Look at your past. Look at the things you've already endured, your blessings that God's blessed you with, but the things that have not been so good in your life. Remember this. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. We can stand on that today, church. When things are going bad in our life, when we hear the doctor's report that we don't want to hear, God is still there today. Oh, listen. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. God has orchestrated these things in our life. God knows what we're going through. He puts us into these things to teach us and to train us and to groom us and get us ready. And I want to tell you, if you're ready today, heaven is just a short distance away. I don't know how much longer we'll have here. I plan to stay till they give out of undertakers. That's my plans. But you see, I don't know and you don't know. But I know one thing. I know in whom I believe, and I know where my home's going to be. It's a good day to be a Christian. Oh, listen. Oh, look at the problems of sin. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, the song says. This man had lost his children, 4 children. He lost his financial empire. He had nothing but his wife and he alone left. But he had God. You see, finances may play out. You may have death to invade your door. But when you've got God, and you've got a hope, and you've got a home, dear friend, you're rich beyond compare. When you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've got that hope, that home waiting for you in glory. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, you have an enemy. I guarantee you, he wants to devour you today. He wants to stop you today. He does not want your testimony to be told today. He does not want your life to be an example of Christian living today. He wants you destroyed individually. And my dear friend, I want to say today that if you're not careful, and if you're not anchored, and you're not looking for the hope, you need to think seriously about your relationship with God. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. We're healthy today. Everything's going all right today, but we don't know about tomorrow. The song says, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. God is in control today. God knows what he's doing. Your enemy is Satan, who rebelled against God. Satan and all his forces of evil. And I want to tell you, he hates you today. And if you're having problems in your life, don't blame it on God. Blame it on the real person. Because Satan has invaded this planet. And Satan is still alive and well today. Oh, you know, we talk about the booger man. We talk about, you know, well, they have these little cartoons about and make it look sort of humorous. Honey, I don't tell you, that's nothing to laugh about. Satan is our enemy. He's real today. He's the fallen archangel. And he's headed for the flames of hell. I want to be the cheerleader in heaven. When all the saints of God stand and they watch as Satan is cast into the lake of fire. And I'm going to say, hoorah! And everyone, the saints of God say, hoorah! And I say, hoorah! Saints of God say, hoorah! I say, praise the Lord, he's gone. Hallelujah. One of these days. You say, Brother Melvin, really? Read the book. Read the book. That's all you've got to do. Just read the book. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober. That means serious thinking, not talk about alcoholic. You know what I'm talking about. Be sober. Serious-minded. Be vigilant, watching. Be alert. Listen, here's why. Because your adversary, your enemy, your real enemy. Hey, by the way, that other political party is not your real enemy. All those people on the job that don't like you, they're not your real enemy. Those things around you, they're not your real enemy. The real enemy today is Satan himself. He doesn't like you. You know why he doesn't like you? Because you have been birthed into the family of God. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. Boy, he can roar pretty loud. I'm telling you what, he's been roaring around the doors of West Side for a long time now. But I'll tell you what, I've seen your faith stand strong. I've seen you go through some trying times. You faced obstacles in your life and are facing situations in your life now. And your heart's broken, your tears fall, but your faith is strong. Just keep looking up. The Bible says our redemption draweth nigh. Excuse me. I had Dave put me an extra glass of water up here. I get thirsty pretty quick now. Notice here, not only is he his biggest problem, but sin is says disappointment. Satan, sin is a disappointment in God, against God. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And I want to say today that death is separation from God. Because of sin, we're separated now. The future of the unsaved is eternal separation from God and the eternal flames of hell. But then for the next few minutes, let's look at the provisions. The provisions of Christ. As we look further, we see the song, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let the blessed assurance control. Let the blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. Thank God for Calvary. I've had people tell me, and you probably have heard the same thing, I don't want that bloody religion. That's awful to think about, that bloody religion. What I want to say today, it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that we're saved and in the family of God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. His blood is precious today. You know where His blood's at? When He went back to heaven, He sprinkled His blood on the mercy seat in heaven. And forever, whosoever will come to Jesus by faith in Him, we're covered by that blood on the mercy seat in heaven today. He's there, and it's still there, and it will be there for all eternity, through the ages of ages. When I think about eternity, and there's no end to this time of eternity, it keeps going on and on and on. That blows my mind. But can you imagine, we won't even have a calendar? We won't even have seasons. Because it will be a paradise. It will be springtime all the time in heaven. Oh, listen. In John chapter, 1 John now, chapter 4, verse 10 says, herein is love, not that we loved God. Oh, we sing we love Jesus, and we in our hearts, we love Jesus. We love God. We love Him because of what He's done for us today. But listen to what it says. But that He loves us. You see, this fact is not our love toward Him. The fact is His love toward us today. And listen, it says, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The psalm goes on to say, my sin over bliss of the glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but whole. It means, the song says, all gone, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Jesus died on the cross for all, every single one of us. May I say today, there's forgiveness that means you will be in heaven in spite of all the sins that you've ever done. I've had people through the years to say, Brother Melvin, can I really be saved? I've had such sorrowful sins. I've been so sorry. I've just been such a sorry person. Can I really be saved? Well, I remember the thief on the cross that was being crucified for his sin. But he turned to Jesus and pleaded his case on the cross. What was the reply of Jesus to that sinner? This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Oh, listen. There's forgiveness for those sins which restores in communication with God. You see, you can't have fellowship with God and have sin in your life. You say, well, now, Brother Melvin, and that, I'm going to say this. You do not lose your salvation, but you can lose your joy. Sin will separate you from the joy of your salvation with Holy God. It will be a blind between you and God. And that's a miserable position for a born-again Christian to become in that state of mind. Can't feel God. Doesn't understand God. Where's God at? What's happened? Sin will not destroy your relationship, but it will hinder your enjoyment and your fellowship. That's why we must confess our sins daily. And ask for God to forgive us and repent and not walk that route again. Oh, listen. As I begin to bring this message to a close, It says, it talks about the peace of the soul. The chorus is what speaks of the peace of the soul. It says, it is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. All I'm going to tell you today, it's well with me and God. I have that peace that passes all understanding. Regardless of what situation life brings in my path, it is well with my soul today. Regardless of what the future holds for me, it is well in my soul today. Or listen. One of the things that people need to do today is to turn to Christ. Just turn to Christ. Put your trust in Him. You can't put your trust in man. Or you say, well, I got a good job. I'm making good money. I live in a big house. I drive a nice car. Everything's going wonderful yesterday. Well, what about tomorrow? It looks pretty shaky up there in Washington. I'm not looking to Washington. I'm looking to heaven. I find out those folks don't care a thing about me but my money. If they can get that and they're trying to get that, I won't be political. Let me move on. Listen. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's forgiveness. When we have that peace that passes understanding, then we have that forgiveness today. But then there's salvation. This is for salvation as well. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, but as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Isn't that simple? That's not hard. It's only hard when your heart's hardened. It's only hard when you determine that you'd rather be out in the walk of this human life, this physical life, and enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, but Brother Melvin, you just don't know I'm having a good time. Honey, you don't even know what a good time is. Wake up on Saturday morning, Sunday morning with a big hangover and a headache. What good is that? I've never experienced, but I want to tell you, I'm not going to. Get hooked on drugs and ruin your life. What good is that? Get mixed up with a fleshly situation. Ruin your life and someone else's life. What good is? What have you accomplished? Oh, but you know, I don't say oh, but listen, that's sin. You think you're having a good time here, but honey, when you're burning in hell, it's not going to be good. I'm speaking plain today. It's time to let the rubber hit the road. We can sweeten it up, pretty it up, make it look palatable and all that kind of stuff, but honey, I want to tell you, when the rubber hits the road, and reality sets in, when it's too late, you're going to wish you listened to this preacher. God loves you. Every single one of you. You say, well, Brother Melvin, I'm not a born-again Christian. He still loves you. You know how I know He still loves you? He's still giving you another chance. He wants you to become part of His family. It doesn't please Him for anybody to go to hell. I believe it really grieves the heart of God for a person to be cast into the lake of fire. He loves you to die. And so do we. Every head bowed and every eye closed.